Reverend Jesse Jackson called for an end to the consumer boycott of Texaco today, saying the oil giant had taken steps to improve minority employment and contracting. Jackson's comments came after Texaco released details of a plan to diversify its workforce and do more business with companies owned by women and minorities. Among other things, Texaco said it would triple the number of its retail outlets owned by blacks and increase the number of black and female managers it employs by 25%. The plan marks an attempt by Texaco to restore its image following allegations that executives tampered with evidence in a race discrimination case. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Texaco had promised to do all it could to improve race relations at the company when allegations of evidence tampering surfaced last month. Today, after a six-week review of the company's hiring and contracting policies, Chairman Peter Bijour described what the company would do. In some ways, the plan goes further than Texaco's critics had hoped for. Bijour outlined a series of mentoring and staff review programs designed to recruit, retain, and promote more minorities and women. He also said Texaco would greatly increase the amount of business it steered toward minority and women-owned companies. All this, he said, would be good for Texaco.
We can only benefit by drawing from a larger pool of suppliers and services because they bring a broader perspective, and therefore we will have a better understanding of the market in which we compete.
The release of the plan came 6 weeks after the New York Times reported that several Texaco executives had been caught on tape belittling blacks and Jews and discussing whether to destroy evidence sought in a race discrimination suit filed by employees. In the wake of the scandal caused by those revelations, one Texaco executive was charged with obstruction of justice, and some black leaders called for a company boycott. Meanwhile, the company rushed to settle the discrimination case at a total cost of $176 million and promised to improve the racial climate at the company. Chairman Bijour insisted that the plan unveiled today consisted of goals that would guide company policy, not quotas, which he said arbitrarily impose rigid results of dubious benefit.
Let there be no mistake within Texaco. We will not have quotas. We will continue to hire only the most capable people, and promotions will continue to be based on the merit of the candidates.
Nevertheless, Bijour attached some specific numbers to the goals. Texaco wants to increase its minority workforce from 23% to 29% by the year 2000 and expand the number of blacks it employs from 9% to 13% during the same period. The plan won qualified praise from several African-American leaders, including NAACP President Kwesi Mfume. Reverend Jesse Jackson praised what he called Bijour's courageous leadership in attempting to remedy present and past discrimination, and he called for an end to the boycott.
The Texaco is on a journey from tragedy to triumph. The journey is incomplete, but they have changed their course.
But Jackson also suggested that it was important now to monitor Texaco to ensure that it fulfills the promises it has made. This is Jim Zeroli in New York.